try to slow him down. Sarah sighed wearily. She nodded. I'll stop him. She seemed apathetic, though. I don't want him stopped. I just want him slowed down enough so everyone else can keep up. This could be important later. I decided the two of us needed to have a long talk in private, the way we used to do before everything got so busy. It was obvious that she needed to get some things out, where they could be lined up and swatted down and pushed away from her long enough for her heart to heal. She did need healing. And for that, she had no one to blame but herself. She did not want to accept the world as it was. She seemed worn out from fighting it, and in those ways, she had begun to look very much like her mother. I told her, "Put a leash on him, if that's what it takes." Tobo glowered at me. I ignored him. I made a brief speech suggesting anyone who carried a Black Company badge should press it to the road's surface right where Tobo had wounded it. The public readings aloud I had been doing had included Mergen's adventures on the plane. Nobody questioned my suggestion or refused to accept it. The column began moving again, slowly, as we found ways to bless, if only secondarily, the animals and those who did not have company badges. I stayed in place and said something positive to everyone who passed by. I was amazed at the number of women and children and non-combatants in general who had managed to attach themselves to the band without me really noticing. The captain would be appalled. Uncle Doge was last to go by. That troubled me vaguely. A Nuang Bo to the rear, more Nuang Bo to the front, with the foremost a half-breed. But the whole company was a miscegenation. There were only two men in this whole crowd who had belonged to the company when it had arrived from the north. Goblin and One-Eye. One-Eye was almost spent, and Goblin was doing his determined best, quietly, to pass on as many skills as he could to Tobo before the inevitable began to overhaul him as well. I walked past the slow-moving file, intent on getting back up near the point so I could be among the first to see anything new. I did not see or feel any particular mission in anyone I passed. It seemed that a quiet despair informed everyone. These were not good signs. This meant the euphoria of our minor successes had collapsed. Most of these people realized that they had become refugees. Swan told me, "We have an expression up north. Going from the frying pan into the fire? Seems like about what we've done here." "Really?" "We got away from Soulcatcher. But now what?"
"Now we march on until we find our buried brothers. Then we break them out."
"You're not really as simple as you pretend, are you?"
"No, I'm not. But I do like to let people know that things aren't always as difficult as they want to make them." I glanced around to see who might overhear.
"I have the same doubts everyone else has, Swan. My feet are on this path as much because I don't know what else to do as they are out of high ideals. Sometimes I look at my life and it seems pretty pathetic. I've spent more than a decade conspiring and committing crimes so I can go dig up some old bones in order to find somebody who can tell me what to do."
"Surrender to the will of the night."
"What? Sounds like something